driving as safely as possible, we're sure. Well, today we wrap up the series of conversations that Robin Young has been having with Michael Farquhar. He's author of Bad Days in History. And before we begin, we should note that this bad day contains language that may be too racy for some listeners. Robin asked Michael about May 8th, 1632, a perilous day for printers producing a version of the King James Bible. The printers were hauled up before an English court of law because their version contained several blasphemous errors.
Here's the most egregious with the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt commit adultery.
And that's an order.
Yes, I'm sure there were a number of readers because people were just beginning to read the Bible for the first time who were a little bit thrilled.
Yeah. But then there's also one, we have to be delicate here. It's, as you write, an apparent blasphemy in Deuteronomy.
The Lord has shown his glory and great ass.
Okay. And that is a missing N?
Yes, Robin. It should have been greatness.
The Lord hath showed us his glory and his greatness. What happened to the printers?
Well, they were very lucky. This is 1632, and the penalties for blasphemy were pretty severe. You could get your nose chopped off, any number of hideous mutilations. They got away with it with a severe fine, and they weren't allowed to print anymore. So the Bible they printed, which became known as the Wicked Bible or the Adulterous Bible, lives in infamy. Meanwhile, history has no record of how many marital beds may have been violated with blessings from the Wicked Bible.
It says right here, commit adultery. That's Michael Farquhar. Again, his book, Bad Days in History, a gleefully groomed chronicle of misfortune, mayhem, and misery for every day of the year. Michael, you must just be a joy at cocktail parties.
I think people run away. But I guess if it puts any perspective on their own lives, there's always a worse day than the one you're having.
That's right. Michael, thank you.
Robin, thank you. It's been a pleasure.